Just look at you. You look so good down there, tied up in all that pretty pink rope, vibrator pulsing away on your clits. You are the perfect image of a depraved slut right now, sitting under my desk like that. You're really no better than an animal, are you? Maybe I should get you a cage to keep you in. Now do be good. I still have work to get done, and it's not even lunch break yet. If you distract me too much, I'm gonna have to put a gag in your mouth. There's emails to write, schedules to make, all that good stuff. But the work's never done, is it, pretty girl? You might want to keep your noises to a minimum. That is, if you don't want anyone hearing you. Quite frankly, I don't mind people hearing how loud you are, how amazing you're being fucked. It's kind of funny that some piece of plastic is able to make you feel like this, in my opinion. It's just mindlessly pulsing away against your clit, and you can't do anything to stop it. You just have to sit there and take it, like a good girl, don't you? Getting more and more desperate by the minute. I can even hear you squirming around in all those ropes, you know? Oh, what a good, good girl. So pretty like this. I've always loved when you're pathetic and desperate when you get on edge. I don't even think you're going to be able to come at this rate. Not with this pressure, at least. Good thing I have the remote up here. You think you've earned an increase, huh, baby girl? You think you deserve to have it one-upped? Yeah? I don't think you do, not yet. I want you squirming, I want you desperate, and I want you sitting in a puddle of your own arousal. I want evidence that you're turned on and enjoying this treatment like a fucking slut. Oh, that's it. That's my good girl. Taking what I give you so well, I know. Oh, keep that up. If you need help... There we go. Go ahead and taste my pussy. Put your mouth to it and keep it warm, if you will. That will muffle your moans, at least. Oh. That feels good. That feels nice, princess. But I didn't tell you to lick, did I? That's better. Always such a quick learner. Oh, that's it. That's the pace I wanted. There you go. Moan right into my pussy. Keep it nice and warm. Oh, you're doing so good. You know, you really do make such a sight right now. Such a vision, all pathetic under my desk, that intricate rope keeping you locked in that position. You wouldn't even be able to move if you tried, would you? Oh, one more speed up isn't gonna hurt you. Come on, you can handle it. You've been able to handle a lot more, haven't you? Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Having a vibrator right on your clits, you know. I could be ignoring you for work right now instead of talking to you. I could just let you be whining and moaning down there. I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to treat you with any kind of respect or dignity, so you should really consider yourself lucky that I am even considering doing this. Ugh. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too long of being ignored? Did you not like that? It doesn't matter what you like. It doesn't matter what you want because you're here for my entertainment, aren't you? Yes, what? That's right. Yes, mistress. Don't you dare forget your manners, girl. I taught you better than that. I wouldn't want you to embarrass me out here. I am polite enough to take you... to my office, to my fucking job, and you're not even gonna put respect on my name? What is that going to show them? Right, it's gonna show that you're bad, that you're insubordinate. Do you really wanna be seen as a bad little pet? No, you don't. And I don't want those I employ to think that I can't handle you. So you will always and always address me as mistress here in this office, even while you're under the table, even while a vibrator is on your clit and you're helpless to stop that feeling building up inside you. You're always going to put respect on my name because you're a good girl and I trained you like that. Oh, it feels good, right? You just love how this vibrator feels against your clit. It's one of those womanizers, you know, completely all-encompassing, creating air suction. It's just pulsing away, playing with you. And you are just moaning underneath me, whimpering, trying to muffle those noises into my pussy, but it's just not working, is it? You might want to keep the volume down because I'm starting to see people look into my office. You're starting to be noticed, baby girl. Oh, I bet that only spurs you on more, doesn't it? Knowing that you might be getting an audience soon. I bet you would love that, wouldn't you? Or do you want to keep these moments private, just between us? You want them to remain intimate, don't you? Yeah, my little girl wants me to keep all of our sessions to ourselves. Because you want me all to yourself, don't you? Such a spoiled little thing. That's why I upped the vibrator one more time. It's on the highest setting. It won't be long now until you're screaming underneath my desk. And I know you're going to scream. And by the end of the day, your clit is going to be so sensitive, you're going to hate it. You're going to beg me to stop touching it. Because this entire day, this vibrator, it's not leaving you. No. See, it's going to stay right on you even through lunch. And then, when we get home, I'm gonna fuck you with the strap. Doesn't that sound fun? Oh, what a good girl. You're already thinking about it, aren't you? So excited to get home and get something to fill your needy hole. God, you really are such a slut. Can't help yourself, can you? You're absolutely pathetic. A desperate little pet underneath my desk. Just a slut who wants all of my attention, who thinks that she deserves all of my attention. What? Was spending the hour tying you up in such beautiful knotwork not enough? Was getting a vibrator and tying it right to your clit not enough for you? Is talking to you and looking at you from underneath my... looking at you while you sit underneath my desk not enough for you? Because I'm looking at you right now and you look pitiful. I'm sorry, but you do. Not that that isn't a gorgeous sight on you, baby girl. I happen to like you the most when you're desperate and whining and needing to come. I want to see you come so fucking badly. And you know I do. Oh, what a good girl you're being for me. Yes, you are. Taking everything so fucking well. Don't worry, I'm not going to ignore you for a long period of time. Just a few things here and there. Right now, I'm more than content to watch you completely lose it against the vibrator. Who would win? A human being? Someone intelligent? Or a piece of machinery? A little $60 tool that vibrates? The answer? It might surprise you. I mean, just look at how weak you are to it. And it feels good, doesn't it? You don't want it to stop. You don't want this vibrator to stop playing with your clit. You don't want me to stop talking to you and looking at you with such disdain. You like being filthy, don't you? My dirty little slut, so good for me. I absolutely love how good you're being. Such a wonderful girl, so pretty like this. So lovely when you're desperate and on the verge of orgasm. Think you can come for me? Come on, I want to see it. I want to see what this little piece of metal with this little plastic thing can do to you. So come for me. Come underneath my desk and make sure it's loud so that everyone can fucking hear it. Unless you don't want to be embarrassed by that. Unless you don't want someone walking around the desk and seeing you in such a sorry state and a mess of your own arousal tied up with nowhere to go and that toy right against you. Oh, and your mouth still against my pussy. You can taste how wet I am, can't you? You can taste the effect that you're having on me. That should be enough for you to come, shouldn't it? After all, you're just a desperate little slut. So come for me. Show me you can do something right and come when I tell you to. Come for me like a good fucking girl. I know you can do it. Yeah. Yeah, see? Just like that. I knew you could do it, and you did it. You made me so proud. Oh, what? Did you think I was actually gonna lower it now or take it off of you? Oh, baby girl, you must be delusional. I told you, this is staying on you all day. And in fact, I like this speed for you right now. We're gonna make sure you hate that clit of yours.